Hi, this is Joey from Two Blokes from Blighty, and before we get into the episode, we have a very special shout out today from the band The Head Shrinkers, who have released their latest tune, Threadbare, and we're going to play a preview of it now. So that is Threadbare by The Head Shrinkers. You can find it on Spotify, and you should absolutely listen to the whole song because it's wonderful.
Good work, gang.
Tim's seal of approval.
That is what I say. I want the audience to celebrate it by getting a video of them punching their sibling in the arm.
What are you doing having Spice Club at 10 in the morning?
Call ourselves the Spice Girls.
It's fantastically generic. Yeah, bugger it. Why not? Treat it like Aladdin's lamp.
I drank about 3.5 glasses of milk in 15 minutes. That might involve digging into my sinuses.
Just do it. Yeah. Pussy.
I'm pretty sure that's what, like, torture sounds like.
Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? This is Two Blokes from Blighty.
I'm
Joe Fitzgerald. A TikTok song. This is the day and the age we're living in.
Yep. Yep.
I'm joined by Tim Fitzgerald. Tim, how are you?
I've had a bit of a day, to be honest. What about you?
Oh, really? I'm fine. Do you want me to help improve your
day?
Yeah,
sure.
Do you remember the present I made you last week?
Kind of.
I'm just Tim.
Oh yeah,
I've made you another one.
Oh no, Tim. Say yes, what I say. Tim.
How do you feel about that, Tim?
Not great. It's actually made my day worse.
I was going to include loads of Guilty Gear things that you said, but I just didn't have time.
No, that's fair.
That's what the Tims say. Tim, we'll talk about your day in a minute, but first let's do the pub quiz question of the week.
Pub quiz question of the week. Not a jingle. That's a sound effect at best.
We have there is a fucking jingle, Tim. There you go, Tim. There is your fucking jingle. What is your pub quiz question of the week?
Pub quiz question of the week. What apparel company was originally known as Blue Ribbon Sports?
Nike?
It is Nike. Do you want another question?
Yes.
Let's go with, what was the name of the first athlete ever sponsored by Red Bull?
I don't know this.
Ah, there you go. Well,
was it Mo Farah? And that's how he just
not
kept
Mo
fucking
Farah.
Running.
It Have was you... also not the guy who jumped from space.
No, he was sponsored by Red Bull, but would you class him as an athlete?
I mean, he did something that I probably couldn't do.
I bet you could do.
Yeah.
What was I going to say to you, Tim? I can't remember. I was going to say something. Oh, have you seen, speaking of just Mo Farah, have you seen that video of the of people trying to keep up with the marathon world record runner's speed?
I've seen the one where people trying to keep up with Usain Bolt, if that's the one.
No, it's a marathon. So obviously, marathon, very fucking long.
Yes.
But the world record speed of it, I don't know the exact number, but they get it on a treadmill, the average pace of it, right? And they have marathon runners try and keep up with it. And do you know how long the longest one lasts?
It's going to be seconds, isn't it?
26 seconds.
Fucking hell.
It's mental.
Is that that's crazy worthy or?
No, it's not.
No.
No. All right, do you want some days of the week?
Yeah, with the days of the week.
Okay, we've got some good. Actually, before we do that, Tim, last week I tried to do the days of the week. It didn't work, did it?
I forget why.
Well, I deleted by accident from my...
Oh, yeah.
So I did a very silly thing there. But you won't have heard this because we're recording a day earlier than normal, right?
That's right.
This is what I played.
I'm pretty sure that's what, like, torture sounds like.
Yeah, but speaking of not torture, days of the week. Tim, this goes out April 10th.
It's a Wednesday for the audience who don't know.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, it is a Wednesday. Do you need me to play the jingle again?
No, I'm good. I just wanted to bring the audience up to speed with after that.
Are you sure? It's right there. I can play it again.
I'm good. Okay. Really, I think it's fine.
Okay, so there's a few days here, Tim. Number one is National Encourage a Young Writer Day.
Okay.
It's very specific.
That is oddly specific.
National Cinnamon Crescent Day.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's like a cinnamon croissant.
Oh.
Croissant.
A croissant. You could have made me drop my croissant.
Yeah.
Not
enamoured.
Nah. No? I mean, okay. I like cinnamon, but it's not grabbing me.
Okay, cool. How about National Farm Animals Day?
Get behind that. Love cows. Love sheep.
Good. We've got National Erase Self-Negativity Day.
I mean, that's a good cause.
Okay. Tim, we are brothers, and if you don't pick this one, I'll know how much you value our family bond. National Siblings Day.
Oh, it's got to be that. I mean, don't get me wrong, Barnyard Animals Day is very, very close.
Yeah.
But Sibling Day. And I want the audience to celebrate it by getting a video of them punching their sibling in the arm. Doesn't matter how old they are.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's very... it's
if
very
they don't fun. Have an arm... Find one.
Well, there you go. That's some solid advice. Tim.
Yeah.
You've put a picture of Carolina Reaper hot sauce in our...
Yeah. This is a part of my day. So I'll start at the beginning of my day because this is a pretty big part of it. I woke up this morning, and to give the audience an idea, I get pretty rough hay fever these days. And I always forget that I can get hay fever, but this morning I sneezed in the shower and thought I popped a blood vessel because when I got out of the shower, like one of my eyes was red.
Yeah,
cool. It still kind of is if you look.
I thought that was just the pink eye.
Well, here's the thing. I was like, surely I haven't popped a blood vessel. And then for about 20 minutes, I was like, have I got fucking pink eye?
Like, has Paige so I was been there, farting on your pillows?
I was considering that was an option, but like I was there for about 20 minutes googling pink eye symptoms. I was like, okay, so no, it's not pink eye. My eyes just really irritated for some reason.
Do you know the main giveaway that it's pink eye?
Fart on your pillow or your eye stings.
Your eye stings, but also the main giveaway that you would have pink eye, Tim. Hear me out here. Your eye is pink.
Yep. But, like, it's been a long time since I've seen pink eye.
It's been a long time since you've had it as well. You did tell us about, I can't remember whether it was on the podcast or not, but that massive outbreak when you went to Camp America.
Yeah, when I went to Camp America, there was an outbreak of pink eye. my eye's been really irritated all morning, and I've just joined a club at work, which I'm just going to call the Spice Club. Which essentially we try.
Damn, you sound so cool right now.
I know. We call ourselves the Spice Girls. I'm Ginger Spice.
Obviously.
So today was the first day of the Spice Club trying something, and someone brought in a bottle of Carolina Reaper hot sauce. And what we've also done is we made a couple of tier lists. So people kind of vote where they want this thing to go in terms of heat. For those who don't know about Carolina Reaper, it's pretty bloody hot.
Isn't it the hottest pepper that you can legally purchase?
One of them, yeah.
I think it is the hottest.
To give you guys an idea, they've got a scale on the back of this bottle. Because it heat's measured in Scoville units. And a jalapeno is less than 10,000 Scoville units. Tabasco peppers are less than 50,000. And a Scotch bonnet is 350,000 Scoville units. A Carolina Reaper is 2.2 million.
So, did you taste it?
I absolutely did. So I was one of the first people to try it. And there were a couple of people putting little drops because, like, you know, they brought in like a bag of Doritos as well to try it with. A couple of people put in little drops and being like, "Ew, it's really hot. I'm going to give it a B on the tier list." And my friend James and I were like, well, we're going to full send it and just covered an entire Dorito in it and both had one. That was sweat pouring from my eyes. Both of my eyes were red at this point. I drank about 3.5 glasses of milk in 15 minutes. I felt really sick afterwards because I hadn't eaten all morning either. So I'd gone in on an empty stomach to eat some Carolina Reaper and drink 3 glasses of milk. Mm. So the whole time I was just feeling awful. And then some point around 4 o'clock, I was like, oh yeah, it's probably hay fever because the rest of my face hurts.
What time in the morning was this?
The Carolina Reaper, maybe like 10 o'clock in the morning. 11.
What are you doing having Spice Club at 10 in the morning?
We've got to try it. We've got to build the tier list. We're trying ghost pepper chili sauce tomorrow with Sex on the Beach flavoring.
Nothing will be as hot as what you had today, Tim.
Well, this is what I'm taking as a bit of grace in that I've reached the upper limit. It can only be less spicy from here.
You'll only cry less from here.
Yeah. I mean, in the same way that, you know, being in a car accident doesn't stop your toe hurting. Like, one pain does not cancel out the other.
That was
a part of my day. And I've also written a savage response following my antihistamine request. I asked a friend of mine if they had any antihistamines when I realized it was just hay fever screwing me over. And their response to me was, "No, I can handle pollen."
I think that's fair.
And I was like, all right, I'm called out, but fair, I guess.
I think that's absolutely fair. Tim, your weak pollen immunity. I've never had hay fever. I've never had it. I don't know what it's like.
It feels like there's a band around your face that hurts.
Just take the band off.
Would, were I able. That might involve digging into my sinuses.
Just do it. Yeah. Pussy.
All right. I'm going to be up front with a section coming up for this week. I haven't had a chance to watch Warrior. I normally watch the films that we pick on a Tuesday, and for the audience, we're recording this a day early, so I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
What do you want to do, just push it back a week?
Yeah, let's push it back a week.
Okay. Because you need to watch it. It's fantastically generic.
That's my kind of movie.
I mean, I think it's a really good film. I don't want to influence you. This is why we talk about it after we've both seen it. But I actually really like this film. I found it when I was on a bit of a Tom Hardy kick because he is one of the characters in it, as I said last week. But there's about 6 storylines in this, and every single one of them is generic American AAA film storyline.
That's amazing. For the audience as well, as a bit of a peek at home, we're actually recording on a new bit of software this week.
Because fuck you, Zencaster, basically.
Yeah, we got sent an email this morning being like, we've downgraded your plan.
You're not doing our adverts like you said you might do.
And then several middle finger emojis.
We're on
a new one.
Do you not think Zencaster are shooting themselves in the foot by making their free plan hosting only?
Absolutely, because the whole point of Zencaster was to be a podcast hosting platform and recording platform that synchronizes your thing. And I get that it's expensive to run servers, but fucking Zoom can do it.
I mean, I don't know if that's a great argument, because Zoom are a multi-million dollar company and Zencaster probably aren't.
Well, but It's a crazy amount of upkeep, I wouldn't have thought.
Don't offer something and then make people pay for it later.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't even a case of, oh, there's a trial or whatever. It's just, lol, we're not doing this anymore. Bye.
Get fucked, lol, basically.
Pretty much. So we're on a new thing. I don't know how it's going to sound for the audience. I don't know what it's going to be like for editing. Do we even get separate waveforms anymore?
We do, yeah. Yeah, we do.
We do. Okay.
We do. I chose this for, well, I don't mind saying we're using Wave Room. We're giving Wave Room a go. And if Wave Room is good, we'll give it a big thumbs up and we'll say on Two Blokes next week, good job, Wave Room. Good job.
Yeah, and if there's not an episode next week, you know why.
I'll just release something TTS that just says, fuck you, Wave Room, over and over again.
If you need some mouth trumpet sounds, let me know, because I can just provide some backing music.
I'd love that. I'd really like that.
That's Jurassic Park.
Thank you.
Which is a great segue into Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Hi, my name is... My name is...
People always ask me how I pronounce my name, Goldblum or Goldblum. I always tell them the same thing. How dare you speak to me?
How dare you speak to me, Tim? Who's Jeff Goldblum charming this week?
Jeff Goldblum is charming someone in the Discord server. They are...
This is lazy, Tim. This is so
lazy. I don't
lazy.
Have a news article this week, so I can't reference anything. Who do you think they're charming, and I'll find someone in the Discord server?
I think they're charming... Kate Middleton. Because we came up and fed the stupid rumours that she was... cheating, and she actually, well, she was not very well.
She was not doing good.
there was a moment where Tim said to me last week, do you think we should address this? And I went, nah, we were only taking the mick out of the conspiracy theories. We weren't saying anything about her. So
it's true.
She deserves charming.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Danders on the Danders. Discord.
Well,
Danders.
He is a fantastic ally in the fight against the Terminids.
Yes, and the Automatons.
That's Helldivers speak for people who don't know.
Yes, speaking of Helldivers, have you seen...
Oh, wait, hold on.
Happening on?
Hold on. Helldivers, good jump scare. Now. Please continue. Good.
Don't edit in anything there, just leave that. Have you seen what the Automatons are doing now on Malevolent Creek?
Only because you posted about it in the Discord.
It's
flying boys.
We've got flying boys that scan an area in like a cone shape. They come in groups of about five or six. They'll scan an area, and anything they see, they'll surround and shoot. And there's also walking Disseminators? Is that what the enemy's called?
Oh, no idea.
Decimators, that's the one.
Disseminators.
Disseminators. Very disseminating. There's also walking decimator factories that don't appear to have any obvious vents. And they look a lot like an AT-AT. So it's going to be fun fighting on the creek.
Well, for liberty, Tim.
For democracy.
For democracy. And this is Democracy Manifest.
Gentlemen. Democracy Manifest.
Tim.
Yeah.
We always finish with Gaetano. Let's pop him in the middle.
Wow. Not a bad review this week. Only good reviews for Gaetano.
Good on you, Gaetano.
But that's no fun, so we're going to look for a low star one. let's have a look. Okay, here we go. So, a review from someone called The Josh 5 months ago. One star. This food costed way too much. Under Joe Biden, food prices are really cheap now, so the owner must be price gouging. And then the Gaetano has responded. Sounds like you have the education, total lack of awareness, and ability to shift blames to others to be an excellent White House press secretary. Can't be any worse than the last ones.
Fucking hell, Gaetano is just a hero, isn't he?
He is all over it. I'm going to take a look and see if we got any others. Lots of people complaining about the negative reviews. Oh, hang on. What is this?
What is this?
Oh, this might be a long one. Okay. So Sam, 2 years ago, one star, is very rude when replying to customer reviews and can't take criticism at all. How can you possibly run a business if you get offended by the slightest criticism? Being rude to reviews won't get you customers. Most places apologize and ask them to call the store or give them a voucher, but you guys criticize them for leaving a review. If you can't handle low reviews, take yourself off of Google and learn to take criticism. The food is great, but the attitude isn't. Do better.
What a dickhead.
And Gaetano has responded, so you were reading random business comments on here and decided to comment on here, or were you sent here by someone else who left an unjust and unproductive review to throw your meaningless 2 cents on top of it? We deal with criticism just fine, and if you can't take it, then don't dish it out. Pretty simple. We truly wish this is not a part of our business at all, but the internet has given people like you the very idea, that every feeling and thought they have, no matter how stupid or pointless, actually matters, and everyone wants to hear it. Anyone who has an actual issue and doesn't want to feel important just calls us and sorts the problem out like an adult with a functioning brain. Our food is great. We stand by it, and all the responses that we are forced to reply with. Like having a sign up in the store that says, attitude. Don't give it, won't get it. So kick rocks, Sammy.
Gaetano don't miss. He's right.
Yeah. If there's a problem, has
given
call.
Given a platform to people who think that everything they have in their brain work matters.
This is why I think I have a bit of a problem with Facebook.
Twitter
as well. I find Twitter to be a lot more...
X, currently known as Twitter.
I've seen it referred to as Zitter. Today.
Zitter, nice.
Which I've heard also be referred to as shitter.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is. Whenever I'm very, very rarely on Facebook. Very, very rarely. The only times I'm on there are for Marketplace, if I'm selling something, which we'll get to in a minute.
Yes, we will.
And the other time is I'll just be checking in on something. Like, I'll be looking for like a restaurant's menu or whatever. But every time I see someone post on Facebook about, and maybe it's just like a jealousy thing, because if I'm on Facebook, I'm not living a highlight. But every time I see someone post on Facebook about how well their life's going, I'm just thinking, fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you, chicken strips.
Bing bug.
Yeah, fair enough. I get it.
Yeah.
But the amount of times I write out a tweet and think, no one's going to want to read this, so I'll just delete it.
Nah. I mean, I rarely post anything on social media these days. The closest I get to is asking questions on Reddit. That's about it.
You don't even post on our TikTok anymore, Tim.
I need to get back on that.
You do. You do. Do your homework. Tim,
yeah.
You touched on Facebook Marketplace.
Yes,
I am expecting something big because for the listeners, Tim and I saw each other in person on Friday.
Yep.
Before that, Tim sent me a screenshot of something he found on Facebook Marketplace, which I'll let him explain.
So,
But when I saw him in person, I said, did they ever get back to you? And he went, I'll save it for the pod. So I'm expecting big things here.
So I found a listing and I'm just sending it back over to Joey on WhatsApp so I can pull it up on one of my monitors. Mm-hmm. This listing for a local product for sale, haunted/possessed vacuum cleaner. Sorry, window vacuum cleaner. Description.
Got to make the differentiation.
Absolutely. Description. Hasn't been charged in well over 2 years. Presumed battery is dead. However, it starts up randomly in the middle of the night, like the sound of a fucking steam train at 3:33 in the morning. Once it starts, it doesn't turn off. Other than that, it's a great addition to any property with any dirty windows if you don't mind the haunted shit. No charger comes with it, but honestly, you don't need it. Can be seen working, but you'll have to take it with you. I've also got a haunted tumble dryer and TV that does the same thing. Also looking for qualified exorcist local to postcode.
I've just noticed that the seller is called Hugh Mann.
And this is why I think it's a bullshit sale thing, on top of the reason that we'll get to in just a minute.
Okay.
So I sent, quite naturally, a message to Hugh Mann saying, is this still available? I just have so many questions. And lo and behold, Hugh Mann responded. I'm just looking for the messages now.
Okay. While Tim's looking, I told Tim that he needed to get it, inquire about it, and he said that Payne wouldn't let him. So I carried on goading Tim into doing it until he responded to Hugh Mann.
So I'm gonna read the questions as me. I'd like Joey to read the response from Hugh Mann.
Okay.
All right. Is this still available? I just have so many questions.
You've used one question up of the quota of four.
Oh, it's a limited question situation.
Yeah, bugger it. Why not? Treat it like Aladdin's lamp.
So I responded with, did the ghost / spirit / demon get sucked in like the packs in Ghostbusters?
Are you sure you'd like to use up your initial question upon availability?
Oh, I should have mentioned we were kind of typing at the same time here, and I just said, I'm just thinking logistically. And I responded to that question with, I'm confident, so I don't mind.
I believe the window vac was minding its own business at the point of haunting.
Interesting. How many questions do I have left?
There was some ectoplasm, at least I think it was.
To which I responded, seems reasonable.
And he replied, you have probably about three.
And I said, okay, cool. If you had to describe the sound of when it switches on, is it like the woo of a ghost or like the woo of a vacuum cleaner? He then sent me a video of the thing just turning off and on again. And I said, pretty vacuumy.
And he replied, like a fucking steam train as advertised.
Oh, so it's closer to a woo woo.
It could potentially be the souls of the damned of rental properties. It's more like a... And then he put... Wah.
I'm in a rental property right now, so I could understand that being the case.
I think that's very fair.
Yeah.
He said, it could be the last tenants.
Does it clean by itself, or does it require a person to operate, or is it like a poltergeist situation?
This is mental, Tim. He replied, I've got to hand it to you. Even though you started off poorly with your initial question, you, sir, have redeemed yourself. It seems it starts and stops by its own volition. However, it does require human intervention to refill the window cleaning fluid, as it does the spray trigger function to spray whilst you squeegee.
Nice. And last question. Have you considered pitching this to a company like Nintendo and making a series of spin-off games based on a cowardly sibling and his mansion?
Fantastic. Oddly specific, but yes. Exactly that. Providing you're surrendering all the copyrights and trademark over to me. Also, waiting to hear back from the Museum of Australia Aboriginal Settlers and Tools Department to get it authenticated.
To which I responded with, a valid concern, thank you for your time. And then he reacted to that with a heart emoji.
Jesus, Tim.
I just like screwing with people and seeing what happens.
I think Hugh Mann does as well. His profile picture is a drawn picture of Barack Obama looking very sad.
Oh, no, it's the not bad Barack Obama. Have you not seen that?
No.
Oh, it's a very old meme. But, you know, I think I just found someone with a similar sense of humour to me.
I think you'd get on with Hugh Mann.
I probably would.
Good on you, Hugh Mann.
Very, like, props for sourcing the video of what appears to be a haunted window vac.
It could actually be his window vac.
It could actually be.
Tim, do you want to do jokes?
Yeah, let's do jokes. That's pretty funny, to be fair. That joke was weak. I misread that as, that's the joke of the week.
Tim, this is the joke of the week section, where we tell each other jokes until one of us laughs. The point is that we don't laugh at each other's jokes, otherwise the section is over and that joke is deemed the joke of the week.
It's the joke of the week.
Tim, I have 8 jokes this week.
I have 10.
So I guess you're up first again.
Yep, buddy, sounds boy. Good. Also, audience, join in. Let us know where you laughed if you did.
Yes, lol, 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 right there.
Cool. No, my first joke. If you put a blue whale on a basketball court, it'd be very difficult to play basketball on that court.
This is a very similar vein to last week's jokes. Are you recycling, Tim?
No. What I do is if I don't get through all of mine the previous week, they stay on the list.
Nice. Tim, Germany has warned its population of an upcoming sausage and cheese shortage. They're calling it a worst-case scenario.
It's pretty good. It's very good. To be frank, I'd have to change my name.
It's good. Short and snappy. Today was my son's fourth birthday party. I didn't recognise him at first. I've never seen him before.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. That'd get a little bit of a smirk out of me. Justice is a dish best served cold. If it was warm, it'd be just water.
Ah, just ice, got you. That took me way too long. I heard that you should always look in the mirror before making a big decision. It helps you reflect.
That's very good.
It's not that. That is definitely the weakest of the bunch.
A skeleton walks into a bar, goes up to the bartender and says, I'd like a beer and a mop.
Because it'd go right through him. I like
it. Exactly. You got it.
I got in a taxi the other day and Gene Simmons was the driver. He said, do you mind if I put some music on? And I said, no, not at all. He said, Kiss? And I said, let's listen to the music first and see how we feel later.
Yeah. It's a problem we all face from time to time.
What, Gene Simmons, the taxi driver?
Yeah, trying to kiss you. Being told I was going deaf was really hard to hear.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm developing a new fragrance for introverts. It's called Leave Me the Fuck Alone.
That's really good. That is really good. Some people are stood outside an airport protesting, and their chant is, what do we want? Airplane noises. When do we want them? Meow.
Yeah, it's a classic, that is. Yeah. My wife's leaving me because she thinks I'm obsessed with astronomy. I thought, what planet is she on?
That's very good. That's very good.
Okay.
Why did the chicken go to prison?
Don't know.
Crimes.
Chicken crimes? Real?
Yeah, chicken crimes.
Real pandemic? Two robbers are robbing a liquor store when one grabber... Two robbers are robbing a liquor store when one robber grabs a bottle of whiskey and says, is this whiskey? And the other says, yeah, but not as whiskey as robbing a bank.
That's clever. It's like if Jonathan Ross was robbing a bank.
Or Elmer Fudd, yeah.
Yeah. A duck walks into a pharmacy and he approaches the pharmacist at the counter and says, I'd like some ointment for this rash on my beak. And the pharmacist says, sorry, we don't serve medicine for ducks here.
That's good to a vet.
Yeah.
I walked into a bookstore. I said, do you have any books on turtles? Man behind the counter says, hardback? I said, yeah, and little heads.
That's clever. That's clever. Good.
That like was it. My last one. That was the best I had.
Oh, no. Okay, I've got two more. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Quiet horse.
Quiet horse, who?
Nay.
It's quite predictable.
Yeah. And the last one. I used to be really good at telling jokes, but now I just punch up the fuck line.
That's good. That was good.
Nay.
Well done.
That's pretty funny, to be fair. That joke was weak. I misread that as that's the joke of the week.
That was the joke of the week, Tim. Do you want to tell it again?
Yeah, I used to be really good at telling jokes, but now I just punch up the fuck line.
Very, very, very good.
Yeah.
Tim, we've got one more thing on the running order.
Yeah, Team Judi Dench has silent hair.
Yeah, it's true. She does have silent hair.
What does this mean?
So I was listening to a podcast today, and they talked about a story about a man named Neil Harbison. Have you ever heard of Neil Harbison?
I was going to say that name rings a bell.
So Neil Harbison is technically the world's first cyborg.
Interesting.
Pretty cool. In 2004, well, no, not in 2004. When he was born, Neil Harbisson had a problem with his eyesight. He could only see in black and white, and he wanted to see in colour. So he signed up for some experimental things, tests, and what he got was an antenna drilled right into the back of his skull with a big old stick and a light reflex, light reader at the front. Now, let me send you a picture, Tim.
It sounds a bit like a Warner Brothers cartoon where they're just like said that someone is a robot.
Yes.
Oh, wow, yeah, there he is.
So, yeah, he looks ridiculous, right? He's got a big old thing.
I mean, the haircut's not doing him any favours.
No, the haircut is not, but, you know, what can you do? But what this
does... looks like he belongs in the band Kraftwerk.
Yeah, I agree with that. But what this antenna does is it points at light and it reads the light frequency. And for certain colours, it'll vibrate a note in his skull. And for other notes, other colours, it'll vibrate a different note in his skull. So he could look at red and it would play, I don't know, this is, for example, an A sharp. And then he'd look at blue and it would play a C. And green would play a B major, whatever.
I've got the chart here.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, no, you're about right, actually.
Really? Well, that was just off top of my head guess. Huh. He listens to colour. So he's got loads of stuff. He's done TED Talks. He's got BBC Two documentaries about him. In the thing I watched, he was talking about the only time. So the first question he was asked is, how do you sleep at night? Because it would always be pointing at something.
Conscience.
Fucking vibrating all the time. He taped something over the end of it so it can't see anything. Boring answer, but that's what it is.
Sure.
He said the only time that it didn't make any noise or any note is when he was watching Dame Judi Dench. He met her, and it was pointed at her hair. Dame Judi Dench has silent hair. Apparently, it's not got a colour.
It's grey. It's white.
But according to light readers and Neil Harbisson's brain, no colour whatsoever. And I would like to nominate that for.
Oh, damn, that's crazy.
Right. That's crazy shit, okay. Mate.
I mean, it is, yeah, but my mind is thinking that he sees in black and white anyway, right?
Yeah.
Could he not just tell? Like, does he have any sort of grayscale?
Yeah, he has grayscale. He sees monochromatically.
So then he could just see that Judy Dame's hair is...
like, yeah, but he can see, but his woo-woo out the top of his head...
Out his trousers.
His woo-woo out of his trousers didn't vibrate when he saw Dame Judi Dench's hair, and it's the only thing, apparently, that hasn't made it vibrate. Do you know what else I really like is, on the link I sent you, look at the Guinness World Records picture. One of them... it's curled over the top of his head, so it can point to what he's looking at. The other one, it's like it's erect and just sticking straight up out the top.
Oh yeah,
that's what happens.
His color really likes.
Yeah, but I just thought that was wildly interesting.
That is
now
fascinating.
Now he had this done in 2004. Yeah, it's in his passport photo because it's officially part of him. He's technically trans species because it's built into his skull.
Huh.
What I think is really funny about this guy is he's trying to pioneer this technology for other people who see monochromatically. And in 2023, in an interview, he said, I think this technology is really going to catch on. When did he have it installed, Tim?
When?
2004. He's the only person in the world with it.
Yeah, it's going to catch on.
I'm going to guess it's not going to catch on.
I want to run tests with this guy. It sounds mean, but like I want to see what would happen with a strobe light or a rave or something.
Well, it would just flick between notes. Apparently, yeah. He started to dream in colour now.
That was going to be one of my questions, is are his dreams in colour?
Well, they weren't before, but they are now. because this thing vibrates the color into his head, he can now associate it with actual colors. So he sees, when he sees, because the thing is vibrating and telling him what you're looking at is red, what you're looking at is blue, his brain just pictures it and he sees in color.
I wonder if you could do that with something like smells.
Probably. I mean, should we go and test it on rats?
No, don't test anything on rats. My brethren.
Okay, rat gang.
Rat gang. I was playing the Final Fantasy VII remake recently.
Me too. And I wonder why.
That's weird. I saw a rat and it immediately turned to pain and said, "This is the greatest game I've ever played."
There was a period of time where I was looking on places like CD Keys for the cheapest games with rats in the title for you, and I bought you about four rat-themed games for about 20p each.
Yeah, because rats are cool.
Rat gang.
Rat gang.
Rat gang. Tim, what's the pub quiz question of the week answer? So the question was...
The question was, what was the name of the first athlete ever sponsored by Red Bull?
Was it Rasenbull?
It wasn't Rasenbull. It wasn't Rot Bovine either.
Rouge Bovine.
Rouge Bovine. It was Gerard Berger.
Gerard Berger. Was he a footballer? No, I'm thinking of Patrick Berger.
I don't know who you're going with. Oh, so he's an Austrian racing driver.
Okay, cool.
Oh, he's former Formula One. That's why.
Yeah, well, they have two teams in Formula One.
They do.
Red Bull and AlphaTauri, which are now called what? I can't remember.
Oh, it's, hang on, let me get it, because it's something stupid. AlphaTauri, like... RB. Because it's another Red Bull thing.
Yeah, well, used to be called Toro Rosso, which means Red Bull in Spanish.
AlphaTauri will emerge in Formula One winter break with an all-new team name after the decision was made to undergo a rebranding to RB ahead of the 2024 campaign. What's the full name? Here we go. So their full name is Visa Cash App RB Formula One.
Makes sense. Sounds snappy. It rolls off the tongue. It
really rolls off the tongue in a sport that's about going incredibly fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Tim, one more thing I want to run by you.
Yeah.
Before we finish. For the past few weeks, Two Blokes and Blighty, I've made our episode descriptions complete nonsense.
Yes.
Two Blokes from Blighty has had more listens over the last 2 weeks than it's had for any other episode.
Is this just with your AI-generated nonsense descriptions?
It is. Huh. So, what I did for last week is I asked for the nonsense, and then I asked it to make it more gory, and then I asked it for a twist at the end, and then I asked it to make it slightly less gory, and then I asked it to include a cryptocurrency element. And then I asked it to make it one of the characters utterly pathetic. So, Tim, can you please read what I sent to you on WhatsApp yesterday? It's quite beefy. This is the episode description for last week's Two Blokes from Blighty.
Oh, fucking God.
But it is funny.
In the heart of the dark, twisted forest where glow of a computer screen casts eerie shadows and the sound of digital transactions echo through the night, live two unlikely companions, Ollie the Otter and Dax the Dinosaur.
Yeah, I asked them to be an otter and a dinosaur.
Of course. Ollie, with his slick fur and cunning mind, spent most of his days prowling the depths of the internet, searching for the next big cryptocurrency opportunity with a ruthless determination. Dax, with a massive frame and primal instincts, roamed around the forest with a sense of dominance, his presence striking fear into the hearts of those who dared to challenge him. Their friendship blossomed amidst the chaos of the digital world as Ollie would ride on Dax's back through the dark web, trading in secrets and illicit deals with a sense of exhilaration and danger. Together, they embraced the thrill of the forbidden, finding solace and excitement in the darkness that surrounded them. But As fate would have it, one fateful night, Ollie stumbled upon Barry the Whale, a pathetic member of the Bored Ape Yacht Club.
I asked him to be part of that.
Of course. Who somehow managed to get lost in the depths of the forest. Barry, with his obnoxious attitude and constant boasts of his rare digital ape, was more of a nuisance than a threat. Despite his annoyance with Barry, Ollie couldn't resist the allure of digital riches. That the Bored Ape Yacht Club promised. So he reluctantly formed an alliance with Barry, hoping to see him gain access to the exclusive world of NFTs and cryptocurrency. But as they delved deeper into the digital underworld, Ollie realized that Barry was nothing more than a total loser. His rare ape NFT was worth less than digital paper it was printed on. And when Barry's constant bragging attracted the attention of a group of ruthless hackers, Ollie knew their alliance was doomed. In the end, Ollie was forced to abandon Barry to his fate, leaving him to fend for himself against the merciless hackers, and Barry's cries for help echoed through the forest. Ollie couldn't help but feel a sense of relief when he was finally rid of the pathetic loser once and for all. As Ollie continued on his journey through the digital wilderness, he vowed never to trust another member of the Bored Ape Yacht Club again, knowing the promises of wealth and power were nothing more than empty lies. And as he disappeared into the shadows of the forest, the tale of Ollie the Otter and his encounter with pathetic Barry served as a cautionary reminder of the dangers of trusting in digital illusions. Good night, now, children.
So I asked it to make Barry a little bit more pathetic, and it really lathered it on.
It really piled it on. A little bit bad for Barry, to be honest.
I asked Barry to be part of the Bored Ape Yacht Club. I didn't ask it to slag off the Bored Ape Yacht Club at all. I didn't ask for any of the stuff about the dark web or riding the Dax the Dino.
You can't ride a dinosaur on the dark web. I mean, that I know of.
What did you think?
I liked it. I could see a Nickelodeon series with it.
Okay. Cool. We'll keep a lookout. I'm going to keep making the episode descriptions as ridiculous as that one.
And see what it does. Tune in next week for story time with Wembembo.
Well, you've said it now, so now you need to do it.
All right,
the problem is... the problem is, if you remember in series one of Two Blokes from Blighty, where we had the regular cryptocurrency section, we used to get loads of emails from crypto bro podcasts that wanted to have us take part or have guests on. I want to see if that happens again with loads of mentions of Bored Ape and crypto in our episode.
That'd be interesting.
So we'll see, won't we?
We'll see. We'll see.
Tim, yeah. I think we are... We're done, right?
I think so. I think that covers
everything.
Anything
else you want to say?
Take that, you bastards.
Take that, you sexy bitches. We'll see you in a week.
Bye.